Okay, we're off the page of Gimel. Yisoid ha'yira hu ha'nisayon. Okay, the yisoid of yira is being tested. Very powerful section. Person wants to know if he's a yorei shemaim. The only way a person knows that he's a yorei shemaim is if he passes the test to be tested. So, you know, it's a very interesting thing over here that he talks about being tested. One of the big criticisms, which is totally true in the yeshiva world today, is there's no accountability. Learning without accountability, there's no, you're not tested. Can you imagine if we had a shiur over here? If we have a test every Friday, test. I don't think people wouldn't come. In yeshivas, they do not test the boys on their learning, and that is a very, very big concern.
They do, certain
what?
Kolalim, they
very
do.
Rarely. It's
why
very,
why
very.
You get
they what?
Why
they test every on the base medrash. Okay, very good. And when I was in Torah Vedas and Reisman Shir, he gave tests. He was very, very. He tested.
Rebbeim tried to revolt about doing it because they said they know about the Bokhram Ma.
So the Rebbeim are the problem. Anyone who's been tested will tell you that it's a world of a difference. It's a world of a difference when you're tested and when you're not tested. This idea that they put forth, this is what many they say is that when they're in Beis Medrash, I don't understand this, I'm just telling words, they learn Torah Lashma. They learn Torah Lashma. You cannot be in a frame of mind where you're being tested on the material. To me, listen, I'm not coming to argue with anyone. I have no mockum to argue, but it really doesn't fit well. It doesn't settle with me. If you're not tested, you're not going to know anything. You're gonna just get lazy, and when the day is over, you're not going to walk out knowing. If you're tested, it's a whole different world. I was fortunate for Tkufa. I took tests, the Dirshu Daf Yomi tests. I didn't do all that well, and I keep on challenging myself to get back into it. But there's no the best learning I've ever had was the time when I took the Dirshu Daf Yomi exams, and it was very hard for me, very very hard. And before Dirshu, many when I was in high school, I used to take from Niflashas exams. That's from the Kleisenberg. Kleisenberg, it's a whole different type of exam. Mifalashas, the Kleisenberg Rebbe, the Kleisenberg was an Ish Kodesh Admoy, a very holy person, and he saw that you can't just sit and learn and not be tested. Anyone in Koilel, any level of learning that you're at, you have to be tested. If you're tested, it totally changes your attitude. There's a whole new dimension of discipline and accomplishment. And there are many levels of tests. They had all different levels of tests. All different, 10 blot, Tosfos, 30 blot, Chazara. Lately, the last 15 years, it's been very, very popular, the Dirshu exams. They start Dirshu on the Daf Yomi. 30 questions, they're very good, very thorough. It takes about 2-3 lines to answer each question, and it covers quite a bit. And there are different exams, Gemara Rashi exams and Gemara Rashi Tosfos. They started this in Eretz Yisrael and they're in America. And there's a person, his name is Rabbi David Hofstetter. And he's a very wealthy individual and he single-handedly supports, funds this entire organization. And they basically, they give you money. If you do well, you get over, I think if you get over an 80, then you get a check. You get money. And if you get, and the higher you get, the more money is formed, the higher you get. And every 3 months, if you wish, you can take an exam on 120 daf. And twice a year, they have an exam from the beginning of Shas until where they're up to in the middle of Shas. On those exams, they don't give money. They put you in a raffle. Anyone who passes those exams is put in a raffle. And if you win the raffle, there are a lot of raffles, a lot of levels you can earn. One thing I can tell you, when you come out of that exam, the hana, there's no greater satisfaction in life when you walk out of that exam that night. It's always on a Sunday night, and you the whole month, it really weighs on you. It weighs on you. I got a chazer, I got to learn. You know, From there, I had an advantage because at that time I was giving a daf yomi shir, where we actually learned every single daf. Now I give a daf yomi shir where we don't really learn every daf and we don't really learn the entire daf. So, but in those days when my now Mishnah, I'll discuss it in Wells as well in Echanayim. So those days when my only learning was daf yomi, and I really put everything I had into it, the time that I had. And it weighed on my head, and I'm not too bright, and it took me a lot more effort than the average person who took these exams. But I'm telling you, you take that exam, you walk out of that room, it's unbelievable.
Is it the schmuck you're getting paid?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The money is, anyways, bupkis.
It's not all that much. I mean,
the money is bupkis, okay? When I first took my exam, I got over $100. Wow. Over $100 if I got over an eight. If I got like in the 90s. And then, very quickly,
not telling you what you got.
Very quickly, I got a letter in the mail that due to budget cuts, they can't continue that kind of. And then I got a really bizarre letter in the mail: is that being that I'm only a bachur, I'm not married, they're going to further reduce my reward. Why do bachur need less money than married people? I don't know, but they further. That was already so. So I got the budget cuts. But listen to this: the whole sequence of events, budget cuts. Then is you're not married. They send me a letter. You're not married, so we're giving you less money. And then when they finish Shas and they started Shas again, I didn't do the whole Shas with them. I just did a certain section. But they started the new Machzor. They said, since you already took the exams during. Some of the exams during the first Machzor, the 7-year cycle, and now you're continuing and doing it again the second, we can't give you anything. You can take the exams, we'll mark the exams, you'll get your grade, your satisfaction, which I continue to do because it was a very great satisfaction, but we can't give you anything. All right, none of my business, whatever. That's how it is, but I'm telling you, the exams, it was a real experience, and I always challenge myself. I gotta do it again. I gotta get back into it. It's very, very hard after me to get back into it. But yeah, I don't know how in the world he could afford to do this. Forget about paying the people who take the exams. Just the logistics. They have testing centers all over the United States. Here they have a testing center on, and here it's in a shul on you know where BJX is? Next door to BJX, there is a BX Brooklyn Experience. Rabbi Cinnamon Shul, right next to Finger Shul is where the Deer Shul testing center is. I used to go to Bar Park. In Bar Park, they have it in a big shul. It's a big, but much bigger place. That's really the headquarters. And then they had it in another place in Bar Park, and the other they had it in Torah Tanima. They have a whole, you know what it is? And then they have a proctor. They have to pay a proctor to be there. And then they have a whole system where they have all these envelopes. The proctor gets all the exams. And he spreads them all out, and then he has to collect them into the whole system, and they put them into special envelopes, and the envelopes are FedExed to Eretz Yisrael.
Wow.
Everything, all of the entire America is FedExed to Eretz Yisrael, where they have their headquarters, and they pay people their full-time salaries to make the exams, to grade the exams, to enter the grades into the computer, and to send out letters and emails and texts and who knows what to all of the participants, telling them what they got, and scheduling, and then the exams are not just Gemarashi, then they have Gemarashi Toisvis, and then they have the Chazor exams. And then they started something which they really put all of their effort into, they put everything into the effort, and it was very successful, and I don't know, it's not, today's a little bit quieter, Mishnah Berurah exams to do, and then you take together the Mishnah Berurah, and then also they want you to learn Musar. And then they start another exam, For other things, other svarim. The only thing they do not yet have an exam on, and I'm really shocked, is Nach. I'm really surprised they have exams on Mishnais. On Mishnais exams, and the Gemara exams, and Shulchan Aruch exams. They have exams on everything except Chumash, Rashi, and Nach. Maybe one day they'll do it. And Eretz Yisrael, it's extremely popular. I'll explain to you, in America, Aguda owns Daf Yomi. They're the Balabatim. For the last, since Torah in America, since Aguda existed in America, they are the owners. It's theirs. You can't deny the fact that that it's their program, it's their project. In Eretz Yisrael, there's an Aguda in Eretz Yisrael, but it's very weak. It's not nearly as powerful as the Aguda in America because they didn't have a share. Sure, the reason why Agudah in America was so powerful was because of one person only, beyond a shadow of a doubt, is because of Rabbi Sharer. He made the Agudah. If not for him, it would be like an Eretz Yisrael. It would be very, very weak. In Eretz Yisrael, it's weak. It's not really because of all the very politics. So when it comes to Sim Ashas and Eretz Yisrael for Daf Yomi, they never really had anything. When they had here the first time Madison Square Garden for 25,000 people with Sim Ashas and Eretz Yisrael, there wasn't much going on. They had a small Sim. So Hofstadter, being that Daf Yomi, the Dirshu exams are extremely popular in Eretz Yisrael, because first of all, Eretz Yisrael, for many people, learning a Daf Gemara is like saying Ashrei. And the people there desperately need the money. So they give there very little, though. They give much less in Eretz Yisrael than they give in America. So but they're very mapped. You can't be learning the Daf Yomi during the main Siddurim of the Yeshiva. You have to be learning it at night, whatever. It has to be a side project. There's a whole system behind it. So it's extremely popular. So what happened is, he became the Baal Habayis on Daf Yomi in Eretz Yisrael. By the last Sim Ashas in Eretz Yisrael, there was a massive, massive Sim Ashas, not by the Agudah. There is no Agudah. There is an Agudah, but it's not like in America, by Dirshu. The Sim Ashas in Eretz Yisrael, which rivaled the Sim Ashas in America, was a Dirshu event with their banner and their propaganda and who knows what. In America, Daf Yomi is still owned by Agudah. However, he makes these conventions every year. Every year, having, I think, 2-3 weeks, a convention for all the Dirshu participants in a very beautiful hotel somewhere. Beautiful event. And all of the Dirshu participants are invited, I think at a discount rate. It could be even for free. And he pays for the entire event. They bring down there all the biggest Russia yeshiva. And people who have gone to this event, they come out. They come out like they never experience such a thing like this. Because these are people who really learn. This is not make-believe Torah. These are people who go every single month, are thoroughly tested on different levels of learning. 30 daf, Gemara Shitoisvis, they take Chazor exams, they take 1,000 daf. You know, there's a whole system, Mishneh Berurah. I have a Rebbe in Chaim Berlin. So he went to this. He doesn't. He's not part of this. He has no shaykhs. But I don't know why. For some reason, he was invited to go. He went. So he said to me, I never. And Mitzvah Shabbos, they had like a Malava Malka. And he said to me, I'm telling you, I never in my life. This is not a young man, this person. And he went to this event. I never in my life saw such sincerely happy people. People there who live with simcha sachaim. Some people there are so poor. They're so dirt poor. They're on every government program you can imagine. And yet, these people, they really have the real, real simcha sachaim. That he said to me, that you don't see anything near by the average kollel guy who's learning in a yeshiva, who learns in kollel. You go to kollel, you learn first seder, second seder, in the middle you do carpool, you know, do this, you do that. You're busy with this, you're busy with that, you have a problem with the child, that child. No, and you learn. This is the, he says, Einid Doime, when he says, I saw first him, when you have the pressure, the old, the yoke, that you are tested on the daf, accountability, wow, it completely changes everything. And that's his motto. The motto of David Hofstadter is learning with accountability. That is his motto. And in Eretz Yisrael, he's a mamish, a powerhouse in America also. In America also, Dirshu is an organization that you don't just push aside. It's the real deal. It's the real learning. I'm afraid if he would make a Sim Ashas now, in a year from now, and compete with the Agudah, I worry what's going to be. It's going to be real competition because the people who identify with Dirshu, who take the exams, you know, they're not simple people. However, I want to tell you that not all the Gedolei Yisrael are on board with this approach. Why? It's very obvious why. Because
to be tested.
Because not everyone, in fact, the average man, the average person, can't handle it. It's just too hard. It's just really way too hard for many people. It really is. And if you're going to set up a system like this, many korbanos are going to fall. So, what is the alternative? We don't live in a perfect world.
What do you mean by korbanos? What do you mean? People are going to...
If you're going to be in a cult, you have to be tested, and you're going to fail, you're going to get a 30 every single month. You're gone. What does it mean, gone? It means you're going to go to work, which would be a very good thing for many people. I'm not saying it's not a bad thing, but you know, it's not necessarily good. Everything is good in the right time. Esakol osa yofe biitoy. In Beis Medrash, before a boy gets married, he's 20 years old. Do you really want him out on? Do you really want him to be working full time already at that point in time? Do you want to set up a system? It's a slippery slope. It will change the entire dynamics. And they argue, Doyle Yisrael Shemi Pim Anuchayim, that even though it's true, there's no question about it, the Simchas Achayim and the learning with accountability is really where it's at. You have to look at the big picture for the Hamoinam, and everyone has their, you know, their community, their machane, and they feel for their machane, it may do more harm than good, and the sacrifice is worth it. Okay, that's one approach. Obviously, many gedolim disagree. Yesh v'yesh, there are different machanos in Klal Yisrael. I know for me, I understand both sides because I'm not from the sharpest and the brightest. It's hard, and it can be overwhelming. It can be overwhelming, and I can right away see But on the other hand, wow! If you really want to know what satisfaction is, you got to be tested.
And testing doesn't have to be such a severe testing. It could be a simple level. Local, as opposed to
it's not so easy to go make everyone should be. They're talking about it's just education in America. You know, you can't go make modified. You can't, when you start modifying, having 20 levels, it doesn't work. It's like in America, you know, there are the regents. There's only one system. You either get a regents diploma or you don't. Okay, there's no in between. There's no, you can handle everything, so for you, we'll give you a diploma, a 30% diploma, a 50% diploma.
You see
in New York City, either you get a Regents diploma or you don't. There's no modified curriculum in New York State for a Regents diploma. And New York State is gold, because you go out of New York State, there's no Regents. And it's a churban. It's a churban. Mamish a churban, what's going on in America. There are no Regents. There are no tests. There are no exams. You get a diploma. The school decides if they want to graduate you. It means nothing. If you have a standardized state-administered curriculum with the minimum standards, you know, that says quite a bit. That speaks quite a bit. And you see by the goyim, they don't modify. You never heard, there are five different types of Regents diplomas. It's either yes or no. So Kol Shekin in the yeshiva world, which is the population of the yeshiva world, is a teeny fraction of the population of the goyim in New York City, to start modifying, to make different madregas, it's just not going to work. It doesn't work. So, listen, and traditionally, what are you going to say about traditionally in Europe, in the Alte Heim for the last 1,000 years, we find that they were tested? Well, you should know some places we do find they were tested. You will find yeshivas where they were tested, even as adults in Koyal and Lechulu Lechulu. Okay, to get smicha, you always had to be tested. Okay, there's no such thing. So, listen, it's a very controversial topic, but all I want to say over here is, when you read over here what it says over here in these first lines of the Sefer HaChassidim, Yisoid HaYirehu HaNisoyoin. Anyone that just dismisses, it's not Torah Lishma, stay a mile away from that guy. Anyone who gives you this argument, the reason why we don't have tests in the yeshiva is because here we're learning Torah Lishma, and you learn Torah Lishma, there's no test. That's so lame, okay, say such a thing like that. The reason why there are no tests, because you're not going to have any students left. That's why there are no tests. Okay, and that might be a good thing. There might be a very valid reason, because Rachman al-Stan, we laugh about it, but you see what goes on in this world, and the nisyonis people go through, and what happens in this world. It's not a simple world. There's nothing to laugh about. It's a very complicated world, and people have a lot of problems, and a lot of nisyonis. Nothing is so simple. But
I was told that in Europe, only the elite was supported by the community.
That's true. But we're not in Europe anymore. Yeah. We're not in Europe. We're in America. In America, the policy is no child left behind.
I assume it was the elite that they had to take advantage. maybe oral exams, but they had
a in Europe, it was a davar pashut. In the very, if you were not cut out to be a gadol hadar, then you were out, and that's it. You go to work from the very beginning. You're not. There's a whole different world today. In America, America is the land of opportunity. Anyone can be the president. Anyone can be whatever you want, and that is a blessing for us in Torah. The same thing is transferred to Torah. Everyone can achieve. Everyone is given an opportunity in America to be as great as you can possibly be. In America, we have all the tools, and we have all the laws in place, and we have the safety nets. You can't compare the approach of learning in Europe to the approach of learning in America. In Europe, you're clear as day. You're hand-selected to be a Talmud Chacham. If you're a babe and your parents saw that you're just not cut out for this type of stuff, that's it. You're out in the very beginning. And in America, Chas V'Shalom, every single person is given an opportunity to be the most he can possibly be, no matter what. No child left behind. That is it. That's the way it is, and that's America, and that spread that idea from Western civilization has spread even to Eretz Yisrael, and it's a very big blessing. It's a very big blessing. You can't say it's not a blessing that every person given the chelik in Torah that years ago people would be just dismissed. Listen, you're not cut out to sit and learn. You're a wagon driver. I wouldn't be learning today. If I was living in Europe, there's no doubt in my mind I would be a wagon driver. For sure. I'm not cut out. I'm really not cut out. I'm not cut out. Because you have in America, you have opportunities and you have tools and you have a whole different attitude, a whole different approach to learning. So you let people who are really not really 100% cut out for this, you give them an opportunity to pursue their fantasies. America is fantasy island. It really is. And it's a tremendous bracha. We don't even begin to fathom.
Chabad Chaim changed when I was in Beis Medrash over there. They gave you about a year and a half to make it to the Rosh Chodesh year, and then if you missed it, they didn't see progress enough. They called you
out.
They called you into the office. They said, "This yeshiva is not for you.
It's not for you.
It's time for you to go to college."
But anyone that tells you, yeah. Anyone, okay, Rabbi Yisrael, but this line is a good line, and therefore don't go for this business. I heard this line, it's horrible, horrible to say. We don't give exams in Beis Medrash because we learn Torah Lashma. No. This is nonsense. Ata yodati ki yirei Elokim ata. I only know that you're Yorei Shamayim Avraham Avinu because you have been tested. Don't tell me it's Torah Lishma. Okay, there's no greater person that did a mitzvah Lishma than Avraham Avinu, and he had to be tested 10 times. It's because of circumstances. That's the real answer, and it's a good answer. It's a good answer. But if Yechidim, if you can handle it, go for it. Boy, it's real. It's a real blessing. Yisoy hayiro hu hani soyoin ki ikar hayiro nikeres be'ez hani soyoin. It changes your frame of mind. It changes your focus. You're an entirely different person. Uchemoshen nikeres hayiro b'yetzer hanoshim. Just like we appreciate this, a person is tested. He comes in contact with a woman, and he and she entices him, or she's whatever the story is. She's not dressed properly. Kach nikeres b'chol mine yitzarim. In order to prove yourself, you have to be tested. Now he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe HaKol b'nisoyon. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the way he made this world. The way Hashem made this world is to be tested. Okay? We mispalled, and we mispalled, v'lo lidei nisoyon, v'lo lidei bizoyon. What does it mean then? It means, don't give us a test that we can't pass. Like, it's modified. Hashem can have a modified curriculum. Okay, we can't modify our curriculum. It's too difficult, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his ways, he creates a modified curriculum, and therefore, mispalav v'lo dei nisayon v'lo lidei bizayon. If you give us a test that we cannot handle, then we're going to have great disgrace. Ella, kishem edaber lasas toiv al adam. Now, here is an incredible new idea. He says something that is really should shake you up. It shakes me up, and don't take this lightly. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you a gift, I want to give you a grandchild. I want to give you a bonus. I want to give you a delicious lunch. Something that ordinarily you would not receive. So Hashem just gives it to you. Hashem looks, oh, this guy's a good guy. this guy, he went to Daf Yomi, he woke up early, he did chesed, he gave a lot of tzedakah yesterday. So you know what? I think I should throw him a bone. Let me give him a gift. It doesn't work like that, the Sefer Chasidim says. You did a mitzvah, your mitzvah, it goes into your savings account. That's it. And you have no access. It's locked up. You have no access to the savings account. It's miyuchel olam haba. If you want a gift in this world, a bonus, so Hashem presents you with a nesoyon. Hashem will challenge you. You're going to come in contact with a person and you're going to want to say something really nasty to him because you don't like him. Or you're going to come, you're going to go online and you're going to have a nesoyon. Should I click here when you know it's not in your best interest to press that button? I'm talking about clean things. So, you have a nesoyon. And you have to ask yourself, you say, you have to, he's labor, he says, you know what Hashem is doing? Hashem wants to give you a bonus. You don't get bonuses because you're a nice guy, because you've done mitzvahs, because you did all of these beautiful things, you've really exerted yourself. Bonuses come in this world when Hashem tests you. You have a challenge, and you have a Yetzirah telling you, do it, do it, do it. And the Yetzirah is telling you, don't do it, don't do it. If you listen to the Yetzer Toiv, that's when you earn ding, 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 you get your bonus.
Does everyone get the same number of challenges?
No, obviously not.
So how do you decide that?
Only Hashem decides. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows that. He has his equations. But it's something, I don't think the average, I didn't even looked at it like this, never. I never understood it like this. I saw this, I was shocked. Elo kishemedaber la'sois toivo la'odom when HaKadosh Baruch Hu contemplates giving a person toiva, good, bo ha-satan. So how does it work? The satan shows up. Shu midas hadin l'snei kodesh baruch hu. Everybody, but shalai lab, lo yitachin lasis toi toiva. You can't give him a toiva. It's not fair. Is that why him more than someone else? E'ad sheyamoid b'nisayoin. You have to be tested. A lot of tests. Every day, how many tests do you go through during the day? Thousands, okay? Some are very minor, they're very easy. Sometimes you have a big test. No, the harder the test, the bigger the bonus. Don't just say, oh, today, you know what? I'll work on it tomorrow. Not easy. L'chach therefore tzadikim nishbon liyitzron l'koivshoy. A tzadik, he swears. He does strange things. He can even make a shavua. He does dramatic things. The tzadik, in order not to be nichshol naveros, whatever this means, he takes a shavua, that he will not allow his Yetzirah to get the better of him. And he gives an example over here. He talks about, to make him into the melech, he tested him. What was the test? Vizaroi, he sent Shmuel. And Shmuel said to him, Shol, you want to be the melech of Klal Yisrael forever? We're going to test you. I want you to bring a carbon. I want you to go to this city and I want you to bring a carbon. I want to tell you, don't bring the carbon until I show up. Get the people ready, rally the people, bring them to the Mizbeach, make all the preparations, but wait. Wait until I come. So Shaul did just that. He went to this city. He gathered all the people. He gave them Musar. He spoke Divrei Torah. And he said, we're now going to bring a carbon. And he said, but I cannot bring the carbon until my Rebbe, Shmuel Hanavi, comes, because he told me to do this. And Shmuel didn't come, and it was getting late and late, and he kept on pushing off the people until the people became very impatient. And he couldn't, and they put upon him enormous pressure. Let's bring the carbon already. And then you can imagine what's going through his mind, Shaul. He starts all the cheshbonos, v'chulu, 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 until he gives in. He gives in to public pressure, and what does he do? He brings the carbon without Shmuel being present. And then 2 minutes later, who arrives? Shmuel. And Shmuel says to him, I told you not to bring the carbon until I arrive. You failed. Strike one. Strike two was Agag. Really more. There's another story. Three stories, but strike the other one. The final is, I told you to go to war and kill the women and the children and the animals. And you didn't listen. You let everything. You only killed the adult men. Why are the animals alive? How could I kill the animal? What did the animal do? Failed again. He was tested 3 times. There's another story. I've got the story, the details. But he was tested, and because he was tested, it was nigzar. No more. You'll no longer be the melech. The malchus will be transferred to your friend who is better than you. Ooh, that's a real harsh comment. And who was that? David. David became the melech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was planning. The plan A was to allow Shaul to remain as a melech forever. We would have today, now you'll ask me the question, but halacha, lo yosu shevet mi Yehuda, and Shaul is from Binyamin. Plan A was 2 lines of malchus. A melech of Bnei Yosef, Melech Shaul Yosef, right? That's the melech. Yosef is Binyamin, the melech ben Yosef, and it would be a melech of Yehuda. No more. Malchus is only going to be Malchus David. At the end is not going to be a melech from Yosef from Binyamin because of the failure of Shaul. That's so it changed everything. So we learned, look what he lost out on. He lost out on Malchus and Nitzchias because he failed the Nisoyon. So we have what to learn from this, not to take this into consideration. Manerach, then it goes into another thing. We have to finish.
When you pass the Nisoyon, it doesn't mean you're going to get what you want.
We don't know what it means. All we know is Hashem had something in store for you.
Right.
That's all we know. All we know is when a person is challenged. Anyway, everyone is different. You can't. What's a challenge to one person is a joke to someone else. Whatever it is, when a person feels a challenge, recognize Hashem wants to give you a matana. He wants to give you something special. The Satan is in the way. The only way HaKadosh Baruch Hu can push away the Satan is pass the test. If you fail the test, you're only causing yourself great harm. And this is the way it has to be. Don't think, okay, I'll get my bonus another way. Tomorrow morning I'll be in a good mood. I'll give $1,000 to a charity organization. It doesn't work like that. The little teeny nisayon you have now is what's going to get you the gift. Not giving $1,000 tomorrow, the goodness of your heart, to some organization because you feel bad for them. That's the way he says, this is the rules of the world. Don't think you can outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's frightening. I never looked at it like this, never. I never thought in such deep philosophical terms that that's the way the world works. The Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, he knew the way the world works. He knew what he was saying. He's saying over here, you know something, when you read what he says, you know he's right. You know he's right. Subconsciously, Lev Yodea Moras Nafshai. The heart knows the bitterness of its own neshama. We just cover up. We're just cowards. We cover up what we know to be true. When someone tells us the truth, it stings. Because deep down, you know it's true. And when you read this, you know, it's true. Who's going to deny that this is not true? How come we don't think like this? I can't say, how come I don't think like this? I'm a coward. I just don't want to face the world of reality. Just want to look the other way. It's powerful stuff. Don't make light of it. We have to finish the paragraph no matter what. Even though we're not going to do the fundus, just remember, manerach meshev chema. Manerach means a soft response. Okay? A soft call. If someone gives you Musa, Hakol b'hashkoch, Rabbi Yisai, manerach, a soft, when someone speaks to you, don't bark at them. Just answering quietly can diffuse a very difficult situation. Your inflection can be greater than an atomic bomb. Manerach, a soft response, meshev chema. Medaber shol m'machavim k'revoi, a person, new requirement. He's just jumping from one thing to the next. Very cryptic. One thing to the next. Medaber shalom im echavim kreva afilo mugai. A person should always speak peace. Be pleasant. It's a chiddush. You know, it is a chiddush. Some people, their mamash, never heard of this before. to be nice. Medaber shalom im echav with your brother. That's a chiddush, right? With your brother. Family first. It's a chiddush. Believe me, it's a big chiddush to most people, many people. V'im karoivav, with your relatives. Vafilum goy, a non-Jew, b'shur kadesha yehei ohov lamala v'chaviv lamata. U'miskabel al abriyas, people should like you. It's very important to be liked. Don't fall for this nonsense. You go into the corner, I go into my corner, and I'm right. I'm with Hashem, and the whole world thinks I'm crazy. There's a lot to be said when people, they view you as a pleasant person. If you go do some of these crazy things that we hear people do in the name of religion, and then, oh, everyone, they deserve to die, they're a shame. People don't like you. Forget about the Avera of saying such terrible thing. You weren't here, we had a whole discussion about this. Forget about the Avera of talking like that, and the Apikursis of talking like that. You're not popular. You're michutz l'machaneh. You're blacklisted. So that's not, that in itself is not a reason to talk like this. Even if you're right, which you're wrong, even just that you should be ohov lamata, ohov lamala, v'nechma lamata, that itself is worth something. Muskabel abriyos, amru lav abriyochanem in zaka, shalhik yidimu adam shalom b'shuk, ne'olam, no one ever went and greeted him in advance. He was always the first one to say good morning. V'afilu goy, v'yihei adam b'yir perish, be clever. Clever when it comes to yira shamayim. Think in advance. Be smart. Be smart in how to acquire and how not to be nichshol in your shemaim of das lachshev machshavas arumos. Clever thoughts. L'takonas ha'olam l'chvoyit shemaim, that the result should be there should be a ribbon covered shemaim. It's not good when the world says these Jews are quacks. It's just not good. Be clever when you behave when you're in public and you're in contact with other people and the world is watching. Be smart. Be smart. Don't let this lead to a chilul Hashem. Common sense. You don't need to be a nuclear scientist to have common sense to know what to do.
That's no common.
That's the problem. He's telling us of your bracha. A person who yoreh shemayim, people will listen to him.
Right.
He will have an audience. He'll have followers. Okay, he'll have a lot of followers. Shenemar soif davar hakol nishma. Isn't that an amazing parish of the Pasuk? Who would ever imagine Shabshan the Pasuk? He's darshening. A person who is the person who is Hakol Nishma. Identify for me that man. Identify for me who that man is who people listen, take seriously. It's the one as Horlokim Yira, the one who fears Hashem. Isn't this amazing? These are novel perushim in the Pasuk.
Yeah,
Adam.
What?
But you know something, it's short-lived. Here today, gone tomorrow. Trump now he's the President of the United States, so he has now a billion followers on his Twitter account. The day will come when he's not going to be the President. The presidency is 4 years, 8 years, and that's it. And then what's going to happen to his followers? They're gone. There are people who have the spotlight. What?
Muhammad still has followers.
Obama?
No, Muhammad.
All right, I hear what you're saying. You're asking a good question, but in the long term, the people who have Yira Shemayim are alive and well. There's a whole story with the Rambam. They had an exhibit in the Rambam. I don't remember all the details. And they went to Rosh Yeshiva. Why don't the Bachrim come to the exhibit to see all of the artifacts? So he says, the Rambam never died. What are you making a memorial for the Rambam? The Rambam is alive. He's alive and well. Come into the Beis Medrash. I'll show you the Bachim. They're talking over the words of the Rambam. The Rambam, it's been 700-800 years since he died. You have a memorial?
Over 800.
You have a memorial for him. You want to say Kaddish for him? In the Beis Medrash, we don't say Kaddish for the Rambam. He never died. He's alive and well. Soif davar, the end. The end is there are people who may be very popular, but I remember I think it was Ford, President Ford. President Ford, after he said that himself, Gerald Ford, after his presidency came to an end, he said to his people, he says, 10 minutes ago, when I was the President of the United States, when I said something, within seconds and minutes, whatever I said traveled all over the world. 10 minutes ago. And now I'm no longer the president. Whatever I say, no one could care less.
You said that?
General President Ford, Gerald Ford. That's what he said. It's so true.
It's
so true. But Talmidei Chachamim, not Yorei, forget Talmidei, Yorei Shemayim. Are Yorei Shemayim? Soif Dovar. When it's all said and done, Hakol Nishma, they're still listening to the true Yorei Shemayim, the one who is a true Es Holokim Yira. Many people say they make believe they're Holokim Yira. But Hashem is the one that decides who's the real Holokim Yira. He merits the idea. And no pain, no gain. It all comes with being tested. And it's not fun. You can't bring the test upon yourself. Can't do that. When Hashem wants, when Hashem sees that you're ready, Hashem sends a test. And the truth is, we don't want a test. It's not even worth it for us. We're mispalel, v'lo lidei nisayon, v'lo lidei bizayon. We're actually mispalel. We're not even interested. Let us just get by with as little, because it doesn't always work out well for many people. And the nisayonos are more often than not, not very pleasant, and not something that we're willing to deal with, deal to handle. We're mispalel, we're not interested. But if you don't have a choice in the situation where you don't have a choice, life is, you don't have choice in life, and the nisayon does come your way, then you have to recognize Hashem is coming to give you something. And to give you something, you have to get through this. It's very hard, easier said than done. And halavai, we're not tested. Chazal said, we don't want tests. Loihein v'loi scharon. Okay, that's the yisurim. I'm not even getting there. Let's not even go. Some of the nisyonas people they view as a synonym. They equate the nisyon with yisurim. Chas v'shalom. I'm not even talking about that. Let's just talk about a nisyon. Stamazoy. You have a question. Should I go to the daven with the minion? Should I not daven with the minion? Should I go and click here or should I not click here? I'm not talking chas v'shalom about people who are suffering, and the nisyon for them is, are they mekabel the yisurim? Chas v'shalom. I'm not even going there. Talk something very, very simple. Little things which do not involve any pain. Just involve a joy. Question of joy, to deny yourself what you know is not the right thing to do. Should I? Whatever, everyone knows the examples. And not even going chas v'shalom to the word yisurim. People sometimes, they flip that word, they associate it with yisurim. But let's chas v'shalom to go that direction. So let's finish over here. Shneimar sidur kol nishmas l'chem yira adam sheish by tovei ein by ma'isim. Another halachi says a person has tovei ein by ma'isim. Doim al mishu mashul le'mafechas achimus mafechas achitzenis le'mashul lo behei ayel ve'eich yikones. Okay, now he says over here a very, very interesting pshat, which the Gemara really says in reference to yiras shemayim. Maybe we should leave this for next time. Yeah. We turn the page because this is a very deep idea. And so we're going to continue. We left off over here. Remind me of Samach Dalid before we get to Yidal. Right, so this is another whole novel shot. Okay, we'll leave that for next time.
Nothing was originated.